Wisconsin is 5 years behind in issuing federal air pollution permits under the Environmental Protection Agency's Title V program. The result is that more than 200 factories are operating without the required permit. Madison environmental attorney Melissa Scanlon.
Four of the state's five largest sources of cancer-causing air pollution lack Title V permits. Without Title V permits in place, the public is left in the dark in terms of knowing whether or not the facility next to them is a significant source of pollution.
The four largest factories still without permits include two paper plants in central Wisconsin, a yeast factory in Milwaukee, and a steel tubing plant in Walworth County. Scanlon says the reason the factories don't have permits is simple.
The facilities are supposed to pay fees per every ton of pollution emitted, and those fees are supposed to be enough to cover the cost of regulating these facilities. And right now, the fees simply don't cover the cost of the program. What we want is the EPA to require the state to increase the fees on pollution.
To remedy the situation, the Sierra Club and six other environmental groups this week are petitioning the EPA to sanction the state for noncompliance. That would set an 18-month deadline for issuing all the backlogged permits. If the state can't meet the deadline, the EPA would take over the permit process. Lloyd Egan is an air quality specialist with the Department of Natural Resources.
Industries would have to go to Chicago to get their permits. So that's something that we would like to avoid. What having the notice of deficiency does is it really would indicate that EPA is very serious and that the state has to do something to fix the resource problem.
Egan says Wisconsin isn't the only state this far behind on Title V, and she agrees that it's a lack of funds for inspectors that's the problem.
My predecessor to this program had a total of 202 employees in the air program when he managed the air program. Currently, we have 167. We cannot do as many permits or as many inspections with 167 staff as we could have with 202.
Egan says she needs at least 20 new permit writers to meet the EPA's requirements. The environmental groups filing the petition are urging Governor-elect Doyle to include a fee increase in his new budget. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.